You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Okay, tribulation is coming. Why? Well, I've got an answer for you, but a lot of people might not like it. I mean, basically, we're all good at heart. Our motivations, Christianity, the motivations are good. The intentions are good. The problem is that Christianity's been hijacked. Some say it's Jesuits. Some say it's Satanists, but yeah, I'm not going to get into all of that. The people themselves were hijacked in Jesus' time. They didn't know the truth. Why did they not know the truth? The answer is really very simple, and I'm going to explain it to everybody. They didn't know the truth because the religious leaders in Jesus' time did not teach the truth. It's that simple. Guess what? The religious leaders in our time do not teach the truth either. For their own personal gain, some of them are deceived themselves, some of them know better, but they don't think that the people would stand for it, and they're not going to risk their jobs. What else are they going to do? Go flip hamburgers at McDonald's for $10 an hour? If they're lucky to get that? They've been trained. They've been going to seminary. They got letters after their name, THD. They like to parade around and call themselves Dr. So-and-so. They're not doctors like a MD, which has it's a prestigious title. They're doctors trained in the seminaries of whatever the denomination they're standing behind the pulpit in their doctrines. They're a doctor of doctrines. Ever notice how Baptist doctors, quote-unquote, preach Baptist doctrine? Methodists do Methodist doctrine. Episcopalians do Episcopalian doctrine. Now, if you ask me, they're all pretty much all the same, but if you ask each one of those individual groups, they'll be the first ones to tell you why they are not the same. And what makes them special, and why you should go there. You see, the religious leaders deceive people. They do it for prestige, for ego, oftentimes for their paycheck, and that perpetuates. One religious leader teaches another one, the older teaches the younger. And it just goes on and on and on. It's a never-ending cycle. Jesus didn't go up to the people and grab them by the shirt collar, back them up into a corner, and say, "You listen to me. You are deceived. You are going to stand there and listen to what I have to say." No, the people would come to him. And he never compromised. He never lied. He never watered it down. The religious leaders, on the other hand, well, he had some not so nice things to say about them. Vipers, snakes, hypocrites, that Satan the devil was their father. And on he went. Now, if you say those things about the religious leaders today, people grasp their chest and have a heart attack. So let's get into this in the next show, and I'll explain it to you. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.